Welcome back to Return the Disc. My name is Dan. This is the 20th episode of Return the Disc. We are approaching 200 subscribers, so if you are seeing this, spread the word. Let people know what Return the Disc is all about. Spreading the love of film, recommendations, Blu-ray, physical media. Let's get into it. Our first film this week is about Schmidt. Warren Schmidt is about to experience a bittersweet slice of life. Newly retired, he and his wife, Helen, have a big plan to see America. But an unexpected twist changes everything. Now Schmidt is determined to stop his daughter's wedding to an underachieving waterbed salesman. From meeting the groom's eccentric parents to sponsoring a Tanzanian foster child, Schmidt sets off on his mission and gets lost along the road to self-discovery. Rated R, directed by Alexander Payne, starring Jack Nicholson, About Schmidt. Jack Nicholson's performance in About Schmidt keeps the film together. It's an off turn for him. He's not playing a womanizer. He's not playing, you know, some rich, you know, he's not playing the Joker. He's not playing a version of himself even, you know. He's playing off type here. He's playing an everyday man, a guy who's just retired, lives a very conservative life, listens to Rush Limbaugh in the car on the way to Dairy Queen, comes back home, discovers his wife, June Squibb, is dead. So all their retirement plans they have together are out the window. And Warren has a like midlife crisis on the back end of his life. So in his late 60s, early 70s, he's having this, you know, self-realization about his life and how he disapproves of his daughter getting married. Before his wife died, she had bought a Winnebago and they had plans to go around and see America. So Warren decides, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take the Winnebago. I'm going to go trek around America, and I'm on the way. I'm going to try to convince my daughter not to marry this guy. It's a road trip movie. Hilarity ensues. This is a very much dry, dark humor movie. For example, stops in his hometown. He goes into this AutoZone type place, and he's like, yeah, my house used to be here. I used to live here. I grew up here. And the clerk's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. This is an AutoZone, you know, type thing. And Warren's just so full of nostalgia and looking back on his life and kind of reflecting, like, what was it all about? What was it? What was the purpose? You know, I worked 50 years at this company, and I go back the next day after I retire, and they've already changed everything that I've worked for. So what does it all mean? So there's a lot of reflection on, like, humanity. What do we do in life? Does it matter too much? You know, what do you do once you're kind of pushed aside and through society? When Warren is on the road and he goes and visits his daughter and meets the in-laws, one of the in-laws is played by Kathy Bates, she is amazing in this, as well as Jack. And she goes toe-to-toe with Jack in some of the scenes here. And she is just she's such a hippie and out there and nudist, and she gets in the hot tub naked with Jack, and there's this awkward scene. Oh man, you have to see it to believe it. So if you're not into like a slow burn or dry or dark humor, this may not be a movie for you. But if you're into that kind of thing, I think you're in for a treat. About Schmidt is one of those movies that went under the radar. Jack Nicholson was nominated for an Oscar, Best Leading Actor Oscar, probably his last nomination, and he gives a heck of a performance. It's definitely different than anything he's ever done in his career, and I loved it. I love this movie. Not a whole lot of special features on here. There's deleted scenes. There's the Woodman Towers sequence, short films. Let me know in the comments, have you seen About Schmidt? What'd you think of it?
Tired of waiting for your stream to load, or prices going up for Netflix, HBO, Paramount, all the other ones, whatever they're called? Tired of waiting for your shows to show up? Try physical media. Now you may have digital codes, but this doesn't mean you own the frickin' thing. Whether you're looking to have a romantic evening or something that'll make your head explode, well, have no fear, in the link below on any of these videos here in Return of the Disc, you can order physical media and you own it. Try physical media. Give it a spin.
So I'll just sit right here, Dano. Dano? Hey, Dano? Is that right? I talk right into here. Dano let me review one, so bear with me. This is Satan's Menagerie. Satan, never before so much wickedness under one roof. So, man, oh man. They don't make them like they used to, and I'm pretty sure that's a good thing. This is from VHS Shitfest, so you don't even need a VCR for this. You're going to get the same quality as the VCR on this Blu-ray. And if you like these, if you want to see more of what this looks like, you know, please pause and do so. Sorry, darling. Five creatures of darkness come together for one-of-a-kind gathering. Their fates intertwined into the resurrection of a demon god. What kind of carnage will ensue when these children of the night unite? I gotta say, though, Saint Menagerie is one of the ones that the special effects here are up there with, like, my favorite film, Rise of Skywalker. Way up there. I mean, this is an ambitious film, but I gotta tell you, it runs pretty dang long. Feels really long at times. Felt like Gone with the Wind with like two intermissions, and it still wasn't over. I'll tell you that much. Anyway, so this menagerie thing, and people get spooked and creeped out. All kinds of hell breaks loose, and it felt like I was living a bad dream. I give it one liquid death out of five. I can't say that. Forget that. Just cut that. Alright, bonus features. Newly transferred from the Beta Cam Master. Audio commentary by Gary Griffith, the director. All hell breaks loose, the making of Satan's Menagerie. This is loaded, guys. If you guys really want... Oh, shit. I guess I got too much grease today. You guys really want an experience, some special features, this is definitely the disc to go. Look at that disc. Please pause and do so and look at that beauty. You know, it's my first review, so if you guys want me back, let Dan know in the comments. I understand if you don't. Sorry, darling. What now? Okay. As always, this has been Return of the Disc. I'm Gary.
For more Return of the Disc, visit returnofthedisc.com. Check out the audio version of today's show, available on all major podcast platforms. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel.